In West, 52-year-old Kenny Harris was known as Lucky. 30 years a Dallas firefighter, he was off duty and home Wednesday night when the call went out. There was a fire at the fertilizer plant. Harris was not technically a West volunteer, but he went to help. At a crowded candlelight vigil in West, Tim Sullins, the ag teacher at the high school, says his friend Lucky loved life in this small town.
My children grew up, same with his children, and he coached all the kids from the time they were little going up, and a heck of a dad, a heck of a person in the community, and we're all fortunate to have known Lucky.
Sullen says he's not surprised Harris raced toward the danger to try to protect others. Jeanette Jernigan went to church with Harris and his wife, Holly.
You can't get any better. He raised a good family, three boys, and they're salt of the earth. I can't fathom what it's going to be like without him.
She's close with Holly, who is the secretary of the intermediate school destroyed in the blast.
My hearts and prayers go with Holly and the boys, and we're all in a state of shock.
It's not just immediate family and close friends reeling from the plant explosion. Most everyone knows someone who is or has been a West volunteer firefighter. Jared Rochester leans on the bed of his pickup parked on the street. His dad, a postman, was a volunteer for more than 8 years. He says sometimes dad would have to leave the dinner table in a real hurry.
You have to be willing to put down what you're doing and drop your life and go do it.
He says his dad never talked much about close calls and dangers. Rochester says he's thinking about his friends who dropped everything and raced to the fertilizer plant Wednesday night.
I've been fighting tears back since yesterday, and you know, every time I hear a confirmed death, it just tears me up.
Mike Melgren says it was always the same 12 to 16 guys answering the call. He says he went to school with half a dozen of them. He sighs and says they knew the risk of being a volunteer first responder and were willing to take it.
That's who they are, you know. That's why they took the job. That's the kind of people they were and are, you know. They're there for you. That's what our town is. Everybody's here for each other, so they're the epitome of our town.
BJ Austin, KERA News.